This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 144 for Tuesday, November 14th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are stronger on Tuesday as trading resumes after being closed on Monday for Remembrance Day. With the final settlement still pending, the January canola contract advances $12.80 at $713.90 per ton, and the March contract gains $11.60 at $720.30 per ton. Canola is playing catch-up with yesterday's strong increases at the Chicago Board of Trade. Added to that, there are gains today in the Chicago soy complex, especially in soy oil. Additional support is coming from increases in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. Global crude oil prices are relatively steady, providing little direction to the vegetable oils. Chart-based positioning in the Canadian oilseed is contributing to the higher prices as well. The Canadian dollar is stronger on Tuesday afternoon as the loonie jumps to 72.93 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 72.36. The United States Department of Agriculture announces a private sale of nearly 101,750 tons of current crop corn to Mexico. The USDA reports the soybean harvest is 95% complete as of November 12th. The corn harvest is at 88% complete done. The planting of winter wheat reaches 93% finished, and that crop rates 47% good to excellent. Dr. Michael Cordonnier of Soybean and Corn Advisor trims his call on Brazilian soybeans by 2 million tons at 158 million, while leaving Argentina soybeans at 50 million tons. As for South American corn, Cordonnier lowers Brazil by 2 million tons at 121 million and holds Argentina at 52 million. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Tuesday. The January contract is up 7 cents at $13.90 per bushel. December soy oil climbs 1.21 cents at 52 and 3 quarters cents per pound. December soy meal is up $4.50 at $473.60 per short ton. Corn is slightly higher, with its December contract tacking on a penny at $4.78 per bushel. Oats are steady to lower as its December contract is unchanged at $3.56. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed as Chicago December loses 7 cents at $5.72. Kansas City December slips 2 cents at $6.40. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December tacks on 6 cents at $7.35. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday, November 14th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.